Wow. Well done, John. What a slick operation that was. Man alive. That was something to be remembered, that. That even made Britain's Got Talent look good, didn't it? And who's got the citizenship? Who was it? I missed. You just got your citizenship. Hallelujah. I got my citizenship just before Easter, 39 years ago. Hallelujah. I became a citizen of heaven. The most important citizenship you can have. It even supersedes having a British passport. That gets me into most countries, but it won't get me into heaven. Praise God that Jesus gets me into heaven. You know, when I was thinking about Easter this week, I thought, you know, we celebrate these things, don't we? We celebrate Christmas and Easter and Whitsun, main events in the Christian calendar. And I thought, I wonder if they do that up in heaven as well. Have you ever thought about that? You know, do they celebrate it up in heaven? Do they have an Easter party? As I thought about it, I thought, you know, I reckon they do. I don't think they have Easter eggs. But I really do think they celebrate Easter, you know, because I think the cry is going out before the throne of "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain," must echo throughout the whole of the heavenly realms. And it's that time where Satan must hate it as heaven cheer. And the other reason I think it goes on in heaven is because I do believe God likes a good party. Do you realise? You know, because when he was on earth, he went to the wedding feast of Cana. He only turned the water into wine for one reason, and that was to extend the party, wasn't it? I mean, party had to go on a lot longer because there was a lot of wine to get through. And the Bible says that there's rejoicing, a party in heaven over one sinner that repents. So I think there must be parties in heaven, and especially at this time. And I think it's that time Satan must hate it, as the angels must look over and sort of say, you threw everything you had, and you couldn't hold him down because he's rose. So I thought, you know, what's a great symbol for Easter? And I brought it. Well, actually, I brought a couple, but I might not need one. So I'll put that one there. And I thought that is a great symbol for Easter. Gone to no expense spared this morning, you see. Okay. A black bin liner. You see, but it's not just an ordinary black bin liner. Okay. This is different. This is even more valuable than that mystery seat computer bag. Right, because in this, I've gone and done extensive research, and in this bag, I have something that is extremely scary. Now, some of you boys and girls might want to come a little bit nearer the front so you can see this and you're watching from a distance. And I will need a couple of volunteers. I'll often need a beautiful or handsome one in a minute. So if you kiddies want to come to the front, then you'll be able to see. As long as you don't get too scared, because what I've got in this bag is really, really scary. Okay? It might make you jump. Okay? It's terrifying. We'll let some of the bigger ones have a peek in first, just to see if they've got nerves.
Oh, dear.
You see, it's even echoing in there because it's scary. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm quite scared.
It could be a snaky thing.
Mm. What if it's not a spider?
It could be a spider as well. It could be the things that people fear most. Look!
Oh,
she... she needs therapy now. Are you? In fact, it's so scary because it is in here is the cause of all the problems that are in the world today. That's why it is scary. In fact, it is the cause of all the problems that you have in your home or at your work. And are you, if you get a bit nervous, you might just want to cover up one eye, right? And get ready to cover up the other one, because it is scary, this. Are you ready? Remember, I said it's the cause of all these problems. There it is. What are you laughing at? It's a stick. No, this is not just... You see, this is why people just judge on outward appearances. This is not just an ordinary stick. But with this stick, remember I said it's the cause of all your problems. I'm going to put this stick behind my back, and with the flick of a wrist, this stick is going to become a letter of the alphabet. This is amazing. Bang! Look at that! I... That's it. It's the letter I. What causes all the problems that we have in the world today, in your home, in your work, with your friends? It's I. I don't think that's right. I want to do things the way I think they should be done. I don't think that's fair. And that's what causes problems. I want to stay up later. I don't want to go to bed now. I don't want to tidy my bedroom. I don't want to wash the pots. And that's just your mum saying it. You know? I. But then, this is where it gets even scarier, because I'm going to put this stick behind my back, and with another flick of my wrist, it's now going to become a number. Whoa! This is you're impressed there, aren't you, John? Hey, wow! This is better than that magic seat game, isn't it, eh? Incredible. The number one. And that's what causes problems, you see. When all people think about is number one. Look after yourself. Don't bother about anybody else. Look after number one. That's what matters. And when all you think about number one, that's what causes trouble. And that's what God saw was the big problem. But it gets worse than that. Now, I need a couple of helpers. Do you want to help me? So you can be my beautiful assistant. Now, I need... What's your name? Naomi. Iona, okay, Iona. Iona, sorry, Iona. I thought it was Marianne with you being barefoot. Well, that's just for the older ones. And I need a handsome assistant. Is there anybody you fancy that I could get out? No? No? Are you going to come out? Okay, what's your name?
James.
Oh, that was a loud James, wasn't it? Okay, now this is what you've got to do. Iona. Is that right?
Yep.
Iona. Okay, you hold that stick nice and tight there. And remember, you hold that stick there, because I'm going back into my bag. Because in here, not a snaky thing, it's a rope. It's a skipping rope. Well, it's like a skipping rope. But I've got these two ropes because these two ropes, they remind me of that problem that we have in each one of our lives. So I've got one rope for all the mums and dads, and one rope for all the boys and girls. And I'm going to put those two ropes over there like that. Can you lift that up a little bit higher like that? Come in a bit closer. That's it, on tiptoes. No, I'm only joking, you don't have to go on tiptoes. All right, we'll put that there, and we'll tie that right in the middle like that. Just about there. Okay, you can let go of that now, James and Iona. Okay, and hold that rope instead. And you hold that rope, stand out there a bit, pull it really tight, keep it really... Two ropes. Right, now we're going to see who can jump over it. And John will start first. See, right in the middle of our lives, we end up with that big I, the number one. But here's something else. With another flick of the wrist, I'm going to make that stick into a math sign. What is it? Takeaway. That's right, because that takes away from my life. And in my bag, I've got a few other things that affect people's lives. And, there's one. How do people feel if they get really red in the face and it's not hot? How do you think? Angry, that's right. And you get people who get angry. And if they don't get their own way, they might slam the front room door, stamp up the stairs, bang the bedroom door like Nelly the elephant, and flop on the bed and say, "It's not fair." Do you ever do that? What? And you get people and they become really angry. So we'll tie that one on there. And it's all because I can't do what I want to do. It's not fair. And if they don't like what's going on, they become so angry, they take it out on everybody else. And all, it's all because they're thinking of number one. But then there's other people, and ooh. What's this one? Sad. That's right. And people get, that's why they call it the blues. And the people get really sad and they say, it's not fair. Why can't I do what they're doing? Why can't I go where they're going? And if people don't get their own way because I want to, they become really sad. And then people become angry as well. And it's all because of the number one right in their lives. And then other people, ooh. What do you think this one is? It's green. Envy, yeah. Me granny used to call it the green-eyed monster. And when we went to me granny used to always have a box of Smarties. And me and my brothers would go there, and we would put our hands out, and granny would get the box of Smarties, and she would tip the Smarties in, and we would be looking at each other's hand. And we'd be saying, granny, it's not fair. He's got more than me. And we'd never counted them. And she used to say, you've got the green-eyed monster. And it's envy. And if people don't get their own way, they say, it's not fair. Why can't I wear the trainers that they've got? Why can't I go on holiday to the places they go? It's not fair. I. And all it does all the time is it just takes away from their lives. And then, oh. What do you think this one could be? It's yellow, but what do you think? No, it's not happy. Who said that? Well done. It's I was nearly, if you hadn't shouted out then, I was going to do an animal impersonation and put that on my back and go. Pretty good, that, wasn't it? See, Britain has got talent, John. It's cowardice. And a lot of people, they never want to take responsibility for the things that they do wrong. They always point to somebody else. They say, well, I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have done that, but they made me. It's not fair. It's where I was born. And they never want to take responsibility for their own lives. And cowardice affects them in a big way. So we've got envy, we've got sadness, we've got anger, we've got cowardice. Oh. And then we've got black. What do you think that could be?
Darkness.
Well done, young man. It's darkness. The dark secrets people have, that they never want the light of the world to shine upon them. And people can have schemes and plans and ideas that are not from light, but they're in the dark. And God sees them. They think that things can be hidden away. But God recognizes them. And they get attached to people's lives. And then, what do you think this one could be? This is the white one. What do you think it could be? No, it's not light. It's not happy. What do you think? It's not truth. I'll tell you, this is a tough one. Because this is where people say, I'm all right as I am. I don't need any help. I don't need a God to sort my life out. I don't need Jesus to forgive me for the things I've done wrong. I'm all right. I've got my own beliefs. And unfortunately, your own beliefs will never get you to heaven unless they're fixed upon Jesus. And you get a lot of people who are just filled with self-righteousness. So we've got dark secrets, envy, sadness, anger, cowardice, and self-righteousness. And you see, those things, they spoil our lives, and they're there because all people think about is number one, looking after themselves. And each one of those things in various degrees will affect every one of us. In fact, that's why Jesus came down. That's why I've got this rubbish bag, because he knew that those things were no good, but were a load of rubbish. And the reason why Jesus came was he came because he walked in the light. He was never one who was envious of anybody else, even though people were envious of him. He was never sad, apart from the state of people's lives. He never got angry in a wrong sense. He was certainly never envious. And he didn't stand there boasting of his own self-righteousness, but just of the fact that he came to seek and to save the lost. And you see, all those things, they do have a negative upon our lives. But you see, what God wanted us to understand at that very first Christmas, that He came into the world born to die. Good recovery, Paul. born to die. And he wanted to turn those negatives into a positive, so that you and me could be set free. And when he died on that cross, in the book of Colossians, it says that anger and cowardice and self-righteousness and sadness and envy and dark secrets were all taken to his cross, so that you and me could be set free. Now, James, if you want to give me any one of those two ropes, this one, do you want me to have that one or do you want to keep that one? They're both the same. That one? Okay. Which one would you like me to have? That one? Okay. Because what we're going to do is we're going to tie that rope right round there like that. You hold that again, James. And you hold that again there. Pull it really tight. Really tight. Pull on both ropes. And you see, when we ask Jesus into our lives, because he died and because he rose again from the grave, an amazing thing took place. That all those things that were knotted on our lives, he sets us free from. You can let go there, James. Thank you. And what he wants is right in the middle of our lives for the cross of Jesus to be. And you see, all those things that are still knotted have fallen to the ground. Because Jesus said, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And all the things that spoil us, don't clap, throw money at the end, right? All the things that spoil us, he says, there is a way of freedom because I died and I rose again from the dead. And that's God's gift to you and me. And I'd like you to give my beautiful and handsome assistant a big round of applause while they take a bow. Thank you. You can sit back down now. That's great. Now, when I was on my way here this morning, I heard something on the radio, and it really struck me, because I was thinking back to old songs. And do you remember the Rolling Stones singing, "I can't get no satisfaction, and I try, and I try, and I try, and I try, but I can't get no. Satisfaction." And then the Beatles sang a song and they said, "Help, I need somebody, help, not just anybody, help, you know I need someone, help." I know, ladies, you thought it was McCartney in your midst there for a moment, but it's not. And then Bono wrote a song and he said, "I still haven't found what I'm looking for." And a woman, she said, "Come and see a man who told me everything I ever did." I began to think, because, you know, I was watching Match of the Day, and you know, they were talking about some people, and they were saying that, "Wow, he's a real hero." I wonder, can anybody tell me what you think a hero is? Somebody who deals with danger, yeah? What do you think it is? Somebody who saves you. It's like a rescue, like Superman. Or somebody like that. What was you going to say? You've forgotten. What do you think, James? Have you forgot as well? Okay. You see, you get all these phrases about heroes, don't you? You know, he's a hero, he scored the winning goal. No, he's not. He's an overpaid footballer who happened to get his foot on the end of the ball. And he scored, he's not a hero. And then you get soldiers coming home from war and they're called heroes. Or you get other people who say, "Well, they're a hero." But I found another hero. And I've got that hero in this bag. And in that bag, I've got another bag. And in this bag, I've got a box. It is, it says heroes. Look at that. You see, you've got Twister heroes and you've got Dairy Milk. You see, I bet you're glad you finished your chocolate fast, aren't you, John? dairy milk heroes and caramel heroes and eclairs and twirls and Bourneville and fudge heroes. And there's a lot of fudged heroes in the world today. And, you know, as I began to think about it, I thought, you know, what is a real hero? And somebody said it down there, somebody who rescues or saves. And that began to make me think about the heroes that people worship in this world and the one that we've worshipped this morning. You see, the others are all chocolate heroes because they don't last. And here we are, over 2,000 years on, recognising another hero who brings life to you and to me. And what I want to do, I need another... Would you like to be my assistant for a minute? Is that... What's your name?
Edgela.
Edgela. Edgna. Okay, Edgna. Do you like chocolates, Edgna?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... It's a silly question asking a girl that, isn't it, hey? They're bound to ask chocolates. Well, what I've gone and done, Edgna, is I've got another plastic bag inside my plastic bag. And I've got all the chocolates on there. You know, the Twisters and Twirls and Eclairs and Bourneville and Dairy Milk and... let's see, oh, yeah. And Twirl and Fudge. And have you got a favourite one? What's your favourite one?
Bourneville.
You like Bourneville? Okay, well, what I want you to do, Edgna, is put your hand in there, close your eyes and put your hand into the bag and grab a leaflet and we'll see what chocolate it is.
Caramel.
It's what?
Caramel.
Caramel. Do you like caramels? Yeah. Well, you see, Edgna, in this box... there are no caramels. Isn't that an impressive trick? Eh? There are no... And there isn't, because, you see, the amazing thing, Edgna, what do you see in there?
Caramels.
Caramels. Do you want to hold both hands out together? Because seeing as you like them, Edgna, right, there you are. So you can have them. But you see... they'll soon go and they'll say, oh, look at that, she's being very kind and giving them out. And, you know, the amazing thing is that they're chocolates and they won't last. Most of the heroes won't last that people put the trust in. You know, what they do will soon become empty. The contents will soon disappear. But, you know, with Jesus... he says, not only did I die and come back to life. He says, but I've come to give you gifts. And the great thing with him, he comes and he brings gifts for you and for me. And he says, you know, I've risen with healing in my wings. I'm the God who is for you. And that with him, there is more than what possibly could ever meet the eye. And he looks in and he says, you know, I want you to understand something. I want you to understand that, you know, I'm the God of abundance and the God of plenty. And I'm the God who's for you. And that's a hero who says, even when you look in and you think you've got to the bottom, he still says, look, because I'm the one hero who's opened up the floodgates of heaven because of my death and my resurrection. My Father has promised that anything you ask in my name, I will do it because I care for you. Because I'm the God who is above and beyond all things. And you see, that's a real hero who goes on giving and giving because of his goodness for you and for me. And you know, this morning, maybe you've got some of these things that are affecting your life and you think, hey, I wish I could get rid of them. You've tried lots of things. You've tried self-help books. You've tried counselling. But they keep coming back to haunt you. Come to the one who's called Wonderful Counsellor, the Everlasting Father, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the real hero who single-handedly took on every foe and enemy that you and I have and cried out in a loud voice, it's finished. Died and rose again with healing in his wings. And if you don't know him this morning, why don't you give your life to the real hero, who's not a chocolate hero, but is the hero who overcame all. And the angel said, don't look for the living amongst the dead. He's alive. Why not give him your life, your problems, your cares and concerns, and see what a real hero will do for you? Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, thank you for Jesus. Father, thank you that Jesus is your gift to us. Thank you this morning that we remember him as the only real hero. The one who laid down his life as a ransom for each and every one of us. And thank you that even now he's opened up the resource of heaven for us. Thank you for the reality and the power of the resurrection of the living God. And Lord, I pray that for any here who might not know you this morning, that they would just simply say, come into my life, Jesus, and set me free. And if you've never asked him into your life, you could just make that your prayer right now. You could just simply say, come into my life, Lord Jesus, and set me free. Be my hero. And you know what? He will do. Because with him, there's no disappointment. So Father, we pray that as we celebrate the remembrance of that eternal victory that you have won once and for all over sin and death and hell, we thank you for the gift of God that is ours through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thanks, John.